It's a long-running dispute. Our conductors are fighting for rail safety, that is to retain their safety operational role on board trains, and we are fighting for railway safety because the company wants to take that role from the second person on the train.
Just explain a bit more about the role of the conductor on the train. I mean, obviously they sell tickets, but what other things are they responsible for? And by taking them away, what risks does it pose to passengers?
Okay, the most immediate thing that the public will see is the conductor closing the door. He closes the door at many different locations, some with assistance, some without. And he goes onto the platform and he checks the length of the train. He ensures that everyone's boarded safely, and then he closes the doors, and after another check, the train goes. He also is capable of applying safety rules, very similar to the driver, and if there's a major incident.
There's been quite a lot of strike action over the past few months, and there's going to be a lot of commuters who will again be stuck with no way to get to work. What would you say to those people?
There has only been two previous strikes, but they've been over 3 days. So my members have each taken 2 days off. And that in itself is an indication of how much regard we have for the public. The public have, in vast numbers, supported our cause and are behind our campaign to keep the conductor on the train. However, I made it quite clear from the start that whilst we are actively supporting the service, outside of strike days, we do intend to cause disruption when we have a strike to further our cause. But I just apologise to the public and say that the intransigence of the employer, GTR Southern, has led us to this. We're feeling that we've got no choice.